feel you're running as fast as you always have done? Or is it still nagging just a bit?
I mean, it's still, you know, you got camp legs just from just running out here a lot more than usual than in season practice. But, I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
When you talk about your desire to be a number one receiver in this league, how close are you and what are those maybe small things that you need to, that you think you have to concentrate on?
Really concentrating on, you know, just making plays, and we got to get enough wins, I think, in the win column. We get W's in the win column, and then after that, everything will take care of itself, I think.
When you see guys like Greg Little out here, mm-hmm. before practice, after practice, he's one of the first guys on the field, one of the last guys on the field. Mm-hmm. Does that set an example for you as well to say, you know, hey, I see what Greg's doing and seeing how productive he is on the field? Does that enter your mind that, you know, hey, that's something that you need to do too?
It's something I've been doing, actually. We actually take some of the same regimens and routines from each other. Different days are different things, you know, but we do pretty much have some of the same work ethics. But, yeah, he's doing a great job.
I think I remember last year we talked about how getting to practicing how the coaches wanted to you was kind of a work in progress. It took a while. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're there, that you practice as hard and as consistently as the coaches want now?
I believe I do. You know, it was definitely just trying to learn the offense was a big deal. Learning exactly where to go, it was – the verbiage was totally different, a little bit more confusing, you know, the opposites of it were a lot to grasp. But I'm pretty good at it now. You think a lot less, you move a lot faster. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Whenever I talk to the coaches, they say they're pleased with you. Are they behind closed doors? Are they on you about effort at all or how hard you run? Or are they happy with how you've been practicing?
They seem pretty happy. You know, we make it not just known for me, but for the team as well. We just want a sense of urgency out there for everybody to go out there and feel like we have something to play for and go as hard as we can no matter what.
A couple of, like, national guys will come through and say, oh, you know, I watched the practice, and Josh, one guy in particular, that he said you were loafing throughout the whole practice. And, mm-hmm. I think it was in mini camp. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Are you aware of that, and do you completely disagree with that assessment?
Yeah, I'm really not aware of it as far back as minicamp. I'm not really sure. But from loafing, I mean, certain people see different things, you know, when they look at me run or look at me move. It might look slow because I'm a little bit larger to play my position, you know, so it might be a little bit deceptive, hard to look at. It looks like I'm, compared to everybody else, a little bit shorter strides, shorter movements. But, I mean, I go out here 100% every day I come out here.
You talked about the verbiage being different, but route-wise, I mean, routes are routes, right? No matter what offense.
No doubt. The routes are definitely, well, actually, the routes are a little bit different. That's one thing. The routes are different. You know, the steps are different. It's a different system altogether. But knowing the verbiage before you line up is also a big deal. You might line up the opposite way of the call. You know, you really just got to pay attention in the huddle and to the coaches.
I mean, the way the routes are now, is it better for you as for your skill level and I assume maybe they're deeper routes, stuff like that?
No, actually, I think it is easier than it was even last year, you know, to learn this offense, you know. But learning something new is always going to be difficult, but now I definitely like it. It seems a lot easier to run the number system for me, and I'm definitely grasping a lot better.
Where's your chemistry with Brandon Wright about now?
I think it's pretty good. It's right where we want it to be. You know, we always want to work on it and get better and just step by step. Each week by week, just grow on it. So that's what we're really looking forward to, just the next game and see what we can accomplish.
You may have been asked this already, but can you talk about the first two drives and how the offense looked the other night? To us, it looked pretty good.
Yeah, the first drive was amazing. I mean, we were all pretty surprised, I guess. You know, we knew what we could do, but seeing it against another defense, you know, for the first time was, I guess, you know, somewhat of a, not a shock, but I guess good for us to see and get it out of our system to know that we can come out here and run this offense and make a difference and make big plays. So it was definitely needed for our team, and I think we learned a lot from it.
Josh, can you talk a little bit about the patellar tendonitis? When did you first notice it, and what exactly, how does it impact you?
Tendonitis, it's something that always happens just playing sports, you know, just running around playing sports a whole lot. You know, it's pretty much just from a whole, heavier workload, you know, just moving a lot off the right foot, you know, planning and stuff like that. But really, it's nothing more than just maintenance work, you know, just stretching and taking care of it when I need to, just icing stuff, and it's nothing more than what I can handle, though.
Did it bother you last year some, too?
No, not really as bad, no, but definitely fought through it, so it wasn't a big deal for me.
Thank you.
I think it was the first practice you went up, excuse me, you came down, twisted a little bit. Was that, he tweaks up in the air, remember? That practice or not?
It might have been, you know, but anytime coming down from a jump ball, you know, you have to be cautious, but it may have aggravated. I'm not really sure as what play that was.
Is it hard to get out there and make an impact in some of these preseason games, knowing that you have to check out for a couple of games at the beginning of the year?
No, it's really not. I just go out here and get as many reps as I can, mental reps, go as hard as I can, stay in shape. And to me, these are my games, you know, my first games of the season. You know, so I'm taking them as serious as anybody else would, and I'm looking at it that way.
So do you view them maybe more valuable than you would, because this is kind of, like you said, this is your tune-up, and if you can do it right, then maybe you'll hit the ground running week three?
I think each game is just as valuable as the next, but, you know, for me, considering my circumstances, I just want to take it as a training curve, you know, a learning curve to, you know, just when my opportunity is given out there, just go all out, you know, because those first 2 weeks you'll be absent and make something happen while you can do it now. So that's what I'm looking forward to doing.
Have you already set your plan, though, for those first 2 weeks, where you're going to work out, what you're going to do?
I have not. No, I'll be working out somewhere, but I'm not really sure.
Why don't you, Little spends a lot of time with Whedon after practice. Mm-hmm. You choose not to. Why?
Well, the past few days, I've just been going inside to the doctor, getting treatment and stuff like that, taking care of my body for my needs. And I do other things as well, you know, looking at film. And then other times, might not be out here, but, you know, I'll be inside catching jugs, just doing different things, stretching and foam rolling and stuff like that. But,
mm-hmm. All right, Josh, thank you.